The Bible says, an excellent wife, who can find? She looks well to the ways of her household. That's exactly what Abigail is doing. The sad thing is, sometimes it's too late. When maybe a man has a wonderful, godly wife, and he ignores her, disregards her, doesn't care about her, and then he creates a situation where they're not together anymore. Time goes by, and he thinks about it. Man, she was a good woman. I really blew it. Maybe it would have worked out, and I was the problem. Well, Nabal never came to that realization, as we go on and see that.
As we gather, may your spirit work within us. As we gather, may we glorify your name. Knowing well that as our hearts begin to worship, we'll be blessed because we came. We'll be blessed because we came.
Aloha kakou e komo mai. Welcome to As We Gather, the Bible teaching ministry of Calvary Chapel Honolulu with Pastor Bill Stonebreaker. Today, Pastor Bill continues in 1 Samuel 25 and 26.
We'll be blessed because we came. We'll be blessed because we came.
This is the interesting thing to me as I look at this. Saul wanting to kill David, and David lets him go. Now, David wants to kill Nabal, because Nabal insults him. Doesn't it seem like you're straining at a gnat and swallowing a camel? But you know, one thing I see with David, and I like this about David, the scripture doesn't hide anything. You know, one thing about our Christian walk, it's not always ascending upward to higher heights. Sometimes we think when we get saved, that's what it is. It's just a constant climb upward, 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 and then finally we're face to face with the Lord, you know, when we're with Him. Sometimes we think that. It's not always, oh, we're always kinder, we're more gentle, we're more loving, you know, we're just on that journey. No, but I find it, and I find it with David, I find it with Paul, I find it with myself, I find it with other Christians. Our Christian walk can be somewhat erratic. There are times when there's greater degrees of love and patience and forbearance going along with things because of our relationship with the Lord. Oh, it's so rich, it's so wonderful, it's so good. And then all of a sudden, without warning, there's bouts of carnality. Almost like we were before we were saved. Man, what is this going on? My thoughts, my attitudes, my lust. What is that? And yet at the same time, we hate ourselves for it. And then we go through that season and eventually we step back to that path with the Lord. You know, I see that that's actually normal Christianity. David, ready to avenge himself and kill everything that breathes that belongs to Nabal. Isn't that overdoing it, David? When you read the Psalms, you know, it's so interesting of some of the things that David says. And, you know, if you read the whole Psalm 38, you know, David talks about himself. But one of the things I think is interesting, in verse 13, he said, "But I, like a deaf man, do not hear, and I am like a dumb man who does not open his mouth. Yes, I am like a man who does not hear and whose mouth has no arguments." And he just goes on and says, it's like I'm in a fog. I'm in, you know, and he talks about his carnality and how he's away from the Lord and all these things. Have you ever felt like that, away from the Lord and feel so carnal that you don't hear the Lord, you don't see the Lord? When you read, it's like there's nothing there. And then you snap back and it's like, oh, wow, the Lord is so good. Well, I love that worship song you did. Oh, Bill, that message, wow, it really spoke to my heart. You know, but I think that's pretty normal on a Christian walk. And so here I think David, David kind of sets the tone for that. Well, he goes on in verse 14, and one of the young men told Abigail, Nabal's wife, now this is one of the servants of Nabal, saying, "Behold, David sent messengers from the wilderness to greet our master, and he scorned them. Yet the men were very good to us, and we were not insulted, nor did we miss anything as long as we went about with them while we were in the fields. They were a wall to us, both by night and by day, all the time we were with them tending the sheep. Now therefore know and consider what you should do, for evil is plotted against our master and against all his household, and he is such a worthless man that no one can speak to him." So it's not a secret that Nabal is a worthless man. They're just stating the facts. And because he's a worthless man, because folly is with him, notice what he's brought upon the family. And then Abigail hurried and took 200 loaves of bread and 2 jugs of wine and 5 sheep already prepared and 5 measures of roasted grain and 100 clusters of raisins and 200 cakes of figs and loaded them on donkeys. And she said to her young men, "Go on before me. Behold, I am coming after you." And she did not tell her husband Nabal. And it came about as she was riding on her donkey and coming down by the hidden part of the mountain that, behold, David and his men were coming down toward her. So she met them. Now David had said, "Surely in vain I have guarded all that this man has in the wilderness, so that nothing was missing of all that belonged to him, and he has returned to me evil for good. May God do so to me, may God do so to the enemies of David, and more so if by morning I leave as much as 1 male of any who belong to him." So notice the anger. Notice the vengeance in David. When Abigail saw David, she hurried and dismounted from her donkey and fell on her face before David and bowed herself to the ground. And she fell on at his feet and said, "On me alone, my Lord, be the blame. And please let your maidservant speak to you and listen to the words of your maidservant." So here, what a beautiful woman. Notice she intercedes, "On me alone, David, you know, bring this vengeance." She's now interceding on behalf of her family and on behalf of her husband. You see, she is a very independent woman. She is a Proverbs 31 woman, I believe. When you look at this woman, she's not a rebel. She doesn't contend with her husband, but she does what is right. When her husband does what is wrong, she does what is right. When the husband wants to keep a woman from the Lord, she goes to the Lord. She pays the consequences. God will deal with the man. She serves the Lord. If it's right in the Lord's eyes, she does it. She doesn't cater to or disregard the Lord because her husband doesn't like it. The Bible talks about a prudent wife is from the Lord. Nabal doesn't know it, but she is a prudent wife. She is from the Lord, and this man is so ignorant, so callous, so hard, he doesn't see it. The Bible says, "An excellent wife, who can find?" Proverbs 31. And then on a little farther down, it says, "She looks well to the ways of her household." That's exactly what Abigail is doing. She's looking well to the ways of her household. The sad thing is, sometimes it's too late. When maybe a man has a wonderful wife, a godly wife, and he ignores her, disregards her, doesn't care about her, and then he creates a situation where they're not together anymore. And then maybe time goes by, and he thinks about it, and he goes, "Man, she was a good woman. Wow, I really blew it." It could be the reverse. You know, a woman could do the same thing. She could so dog a husband. She could drive him away by her contention and never meeting up to her expectation. And then when, they're not with each other, then she thinks back. You know, my mom was married to five fathers, and I remember once in one of her unguarded moments, I don't know which husband she was on, you know, bless her heart, love my mom, but, you know, she was like the woman at the well. I remember her saying, you know, Billy, talking to me, she said, I think if I just would have stuck with your father, it would have worked out. I thought, wow, that was an unguarded moment. And I think a lot of people think that. If I just would have stuck through those hard times, you know, maybe it would have worked out, and I was the problem, and they weren't necessarily the problem, I was the problem. Well, Nabal never came to that realization, as we go on and see that. But here, Abigail has all this stuff for David. The Bible says a gift in secret subdues anger. And that's Proverbs 21:14. And that's really what's taking place right here. David's anger is being subdued by this humble woman as she comes. And please do not let my Lord, she says in verse 25, pay attention to this worthless man, Nabal. For as his name is, so is he. Nabal is his name, and folly is with him. Nabal is his name, and folly is his game, I like to say here. But I, your maidservant, did not see the young men of my Lord whom you sent. If I would have known and seen that, I would have made sure that you got supplies. So she really just simply uses the argument that Nabal's reputation is he's foolish. He does things that alienate people. That's just a fact. That's who he is. So why retaliate if he's just that way? Why are you going to taint yourself, David, retaliating because this man, that's his nature, that's who he is? So here, Abigail reasoning with David at this point. Now, therefore, my Lord, she goes on, as the Lord lives and as your soul lives, since the Lord has restrained you from shedding blood and from avenging yourself by your own hand, now then, let your enemies and those who seek evil against my Lord be as Nabal. Notice she's appealing now to God, God's grace and God's sovereignty, and exhorts David to see God's plan for his life and not be caught up in man's snares, in Nabal's snares. David, don't be caught up in that. God has destined you. God has a plan. His sovereign plan is for you to sit on the throne, she's going to say. And David, don't do something you're going to regret. She's reasoning with David at this point. And notice in verse 27, and now let this gift which your maidservant has brought to my Lord be given to the young men who accompany my Lord. Please forgive the transgression of your maidservant, for the Lord will certainly make for my Lord an enduring house. Because my Lord is fighting the battles of the Lord, and evil shall not be found in you all your days. And should anyone rise up to pursue you and to seek your life, then the life of my Lord shall be bound in the bundle of the living with the Lord your God. But the lives of your enemies he will sling out as from the hollow of a sling. And it shall come about when the Lord shall do for my Lord according to all the good that he has spoken concerning you and shall appoint you ruler over Israel. See, Nabal knew. Abigail knew what David was going to be. When he appoints you ruler over Israel, that this will not cause grief or trouble your heart, my Lord, both by having shed blood without cause and by my Lord having avenged himself when the Lord shall deal well with my Lord. Then remember your maidservant. So notice Abigail. She takes David from the current, the situation, the here and the now, and she takes him to the future. This is what God is doing. This is what God wants of you. This is what God's plan is for you, David. His plan is for you to sit on the throne. You will be on God's throne over Israel. So make the right decision right now that you not regret it in the future. That's so important. Wisdom was given to me by a friend years ago. And he said, Bill, the decisions that you make now, be able to go 5 years from now and look back on those decisions and be thankful that you made those decisions. Don't regret them. Don't say, I wish I could go back and undo that decision. It's like that old saying, you can't unscramble an egg, you know. And if you've made scrambled eggs out of that situation, you know, it may cause regret. It may cause grief. You see, so that is the advice that Abigail is giving David. Leave it to the Lord. Let the Lord handle this. Let God be God over your situation, David. What great advice. And David responds. And David said to Abigail, blessed be the Lord God of Israel who sent you this day to meet me. And blessed be your discernment. And blessed be you who have kept me this day from bloodshed and from avenging myself by my own hand. Nevertheless, as the Lord God of Israel lives, who has restrained me from harming you, unless you had come quickly to meet me, surely there would not have been left to Nabal until the morning light as much as one male. So David received from her hand what she had brought him, and he said to her, go up to your house in peace. See, I have listened to you and granted your request. David says, he comes to the realization, we could be like a dumb beast when we're left to ourselves. And the scripture talks about that. We're like dumb beasts left to ourselves, our carnal ways. But when we come, when the light of the Lord comes, we realize, as David did, oh, God has sent you, Abigail. It's like a light went on, a spiritual light went on. God sent you, and I'm thankful, Abigail, for your wisdom, for your discernment in this situation. And the Lord has kept me from blood, and he's kept me from avenging myself. Wow. And this comes, probably some of the greatest counsel. I mean, you talk about the counsel of Solomon. Well, here, the counsel of Abigail is powerful, it's good. I think sometimes it's hard for men to sometimes listen to their wives' wisdom. Sometimes it takes a little while for the guys, for the women, to get through, you know, to men that are kind of thick-headed. But boy, when you do listen, some of the greatest wisdom you'll find will come in that hour. And here it comes from this woman, Abigail. She's really, really wonderful here. And then verse 36, then Abigail, now she's got to go back to face her husband with what she did. She came to Nabal, and behold, he was holding a feast in his house like the feast of a king. That's what he thought of himself, indulged himself. And Nabal's heart was merry within him, for he was very drunk. So she did not tell him anything at all until the morning light. But it came about in the morning, when the wine had gone out of Nabal, that his wife told him these things, and his heart died within him, so that he became as a stone. The Bible says wine is a mocker and strong drink a brawler. And those who are intoxicated by it are not wise. He was a fool. That's his name, means foolish. And he was not wise. He was intoxicated. And Abigail realized, you can't talk to this guy when he's drunk. And maybe she realized what happens. Maybe she was an abused wife. You don't know. I don't know. But here, she doesn't talk to him when he's drunk, and then in the morning she tells him, hey honey, you know that man David, who's the future king of Israel that you insulted? You know, he had 400 men and they were riding, they were ready to kill all of us and you. And I just happened to give him some food stuff and placated him. Otherwise, we'd all be dead right now. So it's not that I wanted to go against your word, honey, but it wasn't very wise to do that. We would be dead. So I acted on my own. I acted out of wisdom. So that's that. He was so angry. He was so bitter. His heart was so hardened that he just stewed. He just got in that mood. Sometimes that internal, you know, it affects the heart. Sometimes people, they make themselves sick because they're so bitter. They're so angry. They just die early because of all this tension and all this animosity inside of them. And when you have it for one who loves you and did what is good, that's horrible. And so his heart became as a stone. You think he had a heart attack? I don't know. But his heart became as a stone, and the Lord took him. And it says about 10 days later, it happened that the Lord struck Nabal and he died. How did he strike him? Heart attack, heart of stone? I don't know. But the Lord dealt with him just as David said, okay, I'm not going to avenge him. I'll leave it to the Lord. And sometimes a man's wicked ways will catch up with him, and that is the very thing that he's corrected by or destroys him. When David heard that Nabal was dead, he said, blessed be the Lord who has pleaded the cause of my reproach from the hand of Nabal and has kept back his servant from evil. And the Lord has also returned the evil doing of Nabal upon his own head. Then David sent a proposal to Abigail to take her as his wife. When the servants of God came to Abigail at Carmel, they spoke to her saying, David has sent us to you to take you as his wife. And she arose, bowed with her face to the ground and said, behold, your maidservant is a maid to wash the feet of my Lord's servants. Then Abigail, it just really speaks to the humility of this woman. And Abigail quickly arose and rode a donkey, and with her five maidens who attended her, and she followed the messengers of David and became his wife.
And that's where we'll finish on today's edition of As We Gather with Pastor Bill Stonebreaker. This was a portion of a weekly Bible study from the book of 1 Samuel 25 and 26. You can hear this message again by visiting CalvaryChapelHonolulu.com and take advantage of our media archive. We really appreciate any support from our listeners. Your encouragement and prayer go a long way for this ministry. If you'd like to support the As We Gather media ministry, you can give securely online at CalvaryChapelHonolulu.com. And for those who would like to be a regular sponsor, you can set up a recurring gift on the schedule of your choice. May the Lord richly bless you as you walk with Him today.
Because we came.
Next time on As We Gather, we'll continue in 1 Samuel 25 and 26. Until then, aloha and agape.
We'll be blessed because we came. We'll be blessed because we came. Yeah, we'll be blessed because we came.